Today, we are going to talk about 5 reasons why you don't want a mastermind, or maybe more accurately, why you think you don't want a mastermind. So listen in and let me know if you have ever thought of any of these reasons and if any of these have ever held you back from adding a mastermind to your business. I'm Jen Argue, and I've been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs, and I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. When I have conversations about masterminds with people, typically they say they haven't added one to their business for one of these 5 reasons. And let me share them with you. Number one, they feel like they don't have enough time. They've often thought about adding a mastermind, but then they think, oh, that's going to be so much time. Well, I'm here to ask, why is that going to be so much time? What is it in your mind that you think it's going to require of you? Honestly, when you put a mastermind together, you are putting a group of experts in one room all together, and they really support each other. It actually takes a lot of pressure off of the coach or consultant to be the guru for everybody in the room. When you do the heavy work and the very skilled, important work of curating a group in a really good way, you are bringing together people who are used to leadership, who are used to sharing their expertise with others. And when you're in a mastermind, that's what they are paying for. They are paying to be able to give advice to each other and get it from each other. And oftentimes we hear, you know, experts, leaders say, you know, you just don't pick my brain for free. You know, I don't have time for that. But when they're paying to be in a mastermind, you have paid for that privilege of being able to pick each other's brain whenever. And so that is the beauty that actually takes a lot of time requirement off of your plate. So that is one reason that I definitely would not use to keep you away from starting your own mastermind. Another thought around that is, you don't have to do this mastermind weekly. I have a friend that I coached on how to develop his own mastermind, and he does it once a month over the course of a year. And then on those months that he has a retreat, that is their time together. And so it's just once a month. I know another person who runs a mastermind completely based off of events, and there are only 3 retreats or events throughout the course of a year, and that is the mastermind. So really, what is that as far as a time commitment? It's not a lot as far as what you're looking at compared to what people pay to be in it, because typically your masterminds are filled with the type of caliber of client who would be your one-on-one client. They're the person who wants more of you, more access to you. And when you think about getting those people into a group together, they are not only getting you, but they're also getting each other. And that really does lift a lot of the time commitment off of your plate and onto each other. And that's what they want. They actually do want that. The second reason I often hear people say they don't want to start a mastermind is because they have no list. They ask me, how can I have a mastermind if I don't even have a very big email list? Well, I'm here to tell you, you can still do that. I started my first mastermind without even having a list. Honestly, I didn't know I was supposed to have one. So I guess that's a good thing that I didn't know that. But what I did have were friends, and I knew some people in the circles around the topic that I wanted to start the mastermind on. And here is the thing about a mastermind. People love to be invited. If you are putting it out there that you are starting a mastermind and you're not getting any bites, here's the thing. Invite them. Personally extend an invitation saying, I would love to have you in my mastermind. Would you consider joining? And more often than not, you will get a very happy yes. Like, wow, I didn't know. People might be thinking, I didn't know that I would be qualified for this mastermind, or I didn't know you would actually like to have me in it, or you think my voice is important to have in a circle like that. And so not having a list is not a real barrier to starting a mastermind. Then there's the other reason why people say they don't want to start a mastermind, and that's because they don't know how. So that is a legitimate question to ask of yourself, like, how can I do it if I don't know how? And I can actually teach you how. I have a program where I help experts, coaches, consultants, experts learn how to create, market, and deliver their ideal, powerful, profitable mastermind to their audience in 2 months. I even have a quick start where you could get it up and running in 2 weeks if you really wanted to. So that's really not a great reason to hold you back. Even if you don't use my program, you could still get one going and create it however you want. You might find as you're running it that you hit some troubleshooting type areas that you wish you had support and guidance around, but definitely don't let it hold you back from creating one on your own that is designed however you want to design it in whatever way lights you up. Definitely go for it and do it, because here's the thing about masterminds that I love so much, other than getting the leaders and the experts in a room together. That is something that they really value, and I love giving that to people. I also love that I learn so much in them. I also love that I get paid really well for not a lot of time. But here's the other thing. You can be as creative as you want with designing your mastermind. And so I say, go for it and figure it out as you go. The fourth reason that I hear people say they don't want to start a mastermind is because they're not an expert in something. They feel like, well, who am I? I'm not an expert in XYZ. Why would these people want to be in my mastermind? Here's the thing. I wasn't an expert in online marketing when I started my first entrepreneur mastermind, but I did know that I held really good skills in facilitation because of my background as a mental health licensed therapist. I know how to run groups. I know about group dynamics. So I can bring those qualities and run a really good group based on my ability to run a group. And if I bring the right people together, if I do my curation just right, then I'm bringing amazing people into a group together who are going to lighten the load for me of not knowing everything about everything. And in fact, that's the beauty of a mastermind, is that nobody is expected to know everything. In one of my groups, I had somebody who was an expert when it comes to hiring people and teams and having assistants in your business. I had another person who was an expert at Facebook ads. I had another person who was an expert with bookkeeping and financials. I had another person who was an expert when it came to scaling and growing a really big audience and a movement. Oh, and there was another person who was an expert teacher and knew all these different ways to deliver value to your audience in ways that you wouldn't normally think of, because she's an expert teacher and she has all these different things that she knows about how to deliver value in creative and impactful ways that really get people to listen, to finish your course, to be engaged. And having people with all different expertises in your group is the whole reason why you have a group. I would actually have, from week to week when we would do our meetings, it felt like there were themes. Like there were weeks when everyone had questions about ads and the ads expert would shine at that week's meeting. And then there would be another time when it was all talk about team and how to be a leader and run a team really well and have systems. That week, that person really shined. So it's kind of fun how that can happen. Sometimes there can just be weeks where one person is just answering everybody's, you know, questions. So the team aspect is really, really powerful. And you don't have to be the expert in everything to run a mastermind. The fifth reason why people often tell me they don't want to start or launch a mastermind is because they don't have an ascension model. They don't have that course and that group coaching program or that membership where that would lead to the next thing, which is typically the mastermind. And that is a typical ascension model, but I'm here to tell you, I didn't know about the ascension model when I started my business and when I started doing masterminds. Basically, I started doing masterminds right out of the gate. I learned about it in the first online marketing course that I took, and there was a bonus section on masterminds, and that's the first time I ever heard about it. And I was, you know, coming from my world of being a licensed therapist and learning how to market myself as a life coach, and that blew my mind. The concept of a mastermind was so profound to me, and it just made me light up on the inside. I knew that's what I had to do. And so that very week, like, reached out to everybody that I wanted to be in it. I personally invited them, and they all said yes. And in 2 weeks, we were running the very first mastermind meeting. And I did that for 5 years. Of course, along the way, I learned about the ascension model, but I'll tell you, my mastermind was doing really great. I didn't have any desire to add in a course or a group coaching program. I was just very happy running masterminds, and you can too. If you want to just start out of the gate with a mastermind, you can do it. If you know the people to ask, if you feel like you can run a group pretty well, why not? Absolutely. Don't listen to people who tell you you need all these other things first. You do not, and I am here as proof. So definitely don't let that hold you back for starting your first mastermind. There are lots of reasons that we tell ourselves about why we don't want to launch a mastermind. And I'm here to say probably most of those reasons aren't actually objective reasons to not do it. They really aren't a lot of time. They really are okay to launch if you don't have a list. It's okay if you don't know how to create, market, and deliver one. You'll figure it out. It's okay if you are not the expert in all the things in the topic of what kind of group you're bringing together. And it's definitely okay if you don't have an ascension model that you are adding a mastermind to. Whatever these reasons are that you've thought to yourself, or if there's another one that I didn't mention, it's okay. Adding a mastermind is really fun. And I think it's especially beneficial because in today's culture, as AI is advancing and doing a lot of things for a lot of us, the one thing it can't do is create human-to-human connection. And it's that human-to-human connection that we need. And we are still running businesses, whether we're incorporating AI into it more and more, or not, we probably should be, but even if we're not, we still need each other. Leaders, business owners, experts, we still need each other. And it's the synergy from coming together that validates this human experience that we're having. It gives us that shared network of what everybody knows and how it can help each other. And it also gives some accountability to stay on track and to reach those really big goals when they feel overwhelming and intimidating. And plus, just being together, it really does energize people. One thing I hear over and over again from people at the end of my mastermind meeting is, I feel so exhilarated. And that excites me. And that is a great reason for you to lead a mastermind in your industry as well. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.